Hello, my loves. How you all doing? I hope everybody is fine and well on this glorious day. Yes, it's another episode of the Pub Quiz. I guess that's why you're here, because if you're just here for the pies, well, I think you're going to go home disappointed. But here's how it works, if you don't know. Grab yourself a pen and paper, because you will need to write your answers down. I'll give you the answers to the first 10 questions, and then, of course, you get the golden question and your chance to win yourself 25 quid. But before we get on with that ridiculous excitement, here we go. Question number one is music. Art of Glass was a January 1979 number one single in both the US and the UK for which group? Right, here come them ticks. Time's up. Question number two is history. The phrase, let them eat cake, is usually attributed to Greggs. All right, which Queen of France? It's which Queen of France, all right? Maureen, start that clock. Maureen, stop the clock. Question number three around the world. There are approximately how many lakes in Finland? Yes, all right, here we go. Multiple choice. A, 1,800. B, 18,000. Or C, 188,000 lakes. And your time starts now. That's all the time you get, I'm afraid. Question number four, entertainment. Who played the leading role in the 1994 film Ace Ventura, Pet Detective? I hope you're ready, because here comes the clock. Pens down, you're out of time. Bong. Question number five, sport. How many players are there in a rugby league team? Here comes your thinking time, but be quick. Bong. Question number six, music. Which 2009 musical comedy featuring Bill Nighy? This is kind of a film question, isn't it, really? Was about a pirate radio station. All right, that is, you know, musical, I guess. Are you ready? Because here come them beeps. Did you get it? Hard luck if not, because you're out of time. Question number seven, history. Which Roman emperor legalized Christianity in the Roman Empire? Start that clock. Stop that clock. Question number eight, food and drink. If you are a pescatarian, what type of foods do you eat? And the old ticky timer starts now. That's it, that's it. Time is up. Question number nine, entertainment. Here we go. You ready? Who said, I'm going to do the voice, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. I didn't sound anything like him. I'm going with it. Sue me. Here comes the clock, but don't think too hard. You'll blow a gasket. If I could turn back time, but I can't, and it's run out. And question number 10, general knowledge. What sort of tree? Hang on, but what? Right. What sort of tree is a traditional Christmas tree? I know it's April. Look, I didn't write it. All right, just, you know, wind your neck in. Love you. Maureen, are you ready with that clock? Mm-hmm. That's it. No cheating. Your time is up. Don't forget to keep them shout-outs and questions coming in on Twitter at Pete Quiz. Right then, just before we do them answers, I've got a very quick announcement, which is quite exciting, right? So you've heard me mention the shout-outs a few times recently, right? Way back in the mists of time, they used to be available for everyone, and then we made them into a subscriber thing only, and now we are moving them back to being available for everyone. So, if you want me to give you a little mention, all you got to do is to get onto X, Twitter, and just look for at Pete Quiz, that's me, and send me a little message, and I will read it out for you with pleasure. Right, here come the answers. Question number one, music. Heart of Glass was a January 1979 number one single for Blondie. Question number two, history. The phrase, let them eat cake, is usually attributed to which Queen of France, Marie Antoinette? And of course, you will all know that Marie Antoinette was the last Queen of France. She was executed on the 16th of October, 1793, in the aftermath of the French Revolution. And apart from Napoleon, of course, you know, became emperor, they haven't had a king or a queen since. It's a republic, isn't it? Yes. Right, on we go. Question number three, around the world, there are approximately how many lakes in Finland? The answer was C, 188,000 of them. Despite being nicknamed the land of a thousand lakes, it actually has 180,000. Informative, Pete, I know. Question number four, entertainment. Who played the leading role in the 1994 film Ace Ventura, Pet Detective? Alrighty then, it was Jim Carrey. Question number five, sport. How many players are there in a rugby league team? There are 13. Question number six, music. Which 2009 musical comedy was about a pirate radio station? That was The Boat That Rocked. Question number seven, history. Which Roman emperor legalized Christianity? In the Roman Empire, that was Constantine the First. And of course, Constantinople, now Istanbul, was named after Constantine. Yeah. Question number eight, food and drink. If you are a pescatarian, what type of foods do you eat? You eat vegetables, fish and dairy, but no other meat. A state of affairs which is usually explained with the logic that you can't stroke a fish. Question number nine, entertainment. Who said life is like a box of chocolates? You never know what you're going to get. That's my very bad impression of Forrest Gump. And question number 10, general knowledge. What sort of tree is a traditional Christmas tree? It's not a pine tree. It is a Norway spruce. Spruce will do. If you put Norway spruce, have a bonus point. Right, you beautiful, wonderful thingamajigs. Here we go with this week's golden question and your chance to win yourself 25 quid. I'll ask you the question. Just tell your assistant if you know the answer and then we'll go from there. All right, right, here it comes. Which planet in our solar system is known as the Morning Star? As your planetary knowledge, do you know that answer? Well, 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 amazing. Congratulations, you're in with a shot at the money. You'll get a little notification from me in the app that goes with your digital assistant around about now. And if you're listening on the podcast version, it'll be in the show notes below. Click on that link and Bob's your uncle, bish, bash, bosh, and other cockney things.